Part 2. The Innovator's Focus. Chapter 3. Ideas are the enemy. Good ideas are usually bad investments. They're rarely worth the time, money, or effort. They overpromise and underdeliver. They seduce and they cheat. Good ideas are appealing because, well, who doesn't like good ideas? By definition, good ideas are good. Better ideas are even better, and great ideas are just great. Economists left, right, and center agree that successful businesses need good ideas to grow. Management icons from Peter Drucker to Jack Welch observe that great leaders must have the wisdom and courage to recognize and reward great ideas. Reasonable and rational? That's the conventional wisdom. But in reality, it's harmful nonsense. Good ideas are actually the enemy of productivity. A focus on good ideas inflicts terrible damage, operational and emotional, on good managers and good businesses alike. Business idealaholics, not unlike meth addicts and other junkies, are always looking for the next fix. They crave the buzz, rush, or high that supposedly comes from injecting a really good idea into their managerial mainstream. Good ideas might be better described as the empty calories of enterprise innovation. Accessible, tasty, and momentarily satisfying. But they're not good for you. They'll make you sick. The idea that good ideas mostly aren't seems counterintuitive, but the evidence says otherwise. When organizations actually review economic returns on so-called good ideas, they typically discover that the accumulated costs seldom outweigh the anticipated benefits. Nobel Prize-winning economics research affirms that experts are particularly prone to overconfident predictions of success. Even the most innovative firms find a disconcerting percentage of their cherished pet ideas actually annihilated large chunks of value. DuPont, Xerox, General Electric, GE, Sony, Citigroup, and General Motors, GM, are just a few companies where rigorous retrospective analyses affirm the high price and higher costs of good ideas gone bad. Multi-billionaire super-investor Warren Buffett, a businessman attuned